It's Friday, the 12th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. First Rand Namibia posted a net profit of 1.9 billion Namibia dollars for the year ending June 2025, which is up 12.2% from last year. The bank declared a final dividend of 476.34 cents per share, a 34.7% increase, citing strong customer growth and higher transaction volumes. Independent Patriots for Change Member of Parliament Emmanuel Nashinge says the Health Ministry has inherited a medicine supply crisis. He claims middlemen are inflating prices by up to 100% for profit. Nashinge is calling for accountability and says those responsible for the shortages must be held liable.
Yeah, no, we are going to make our position clear. Accountability, somebody must account. I mean, this was treason committed against the people of Namibia. And those that did whatever they did, they knew what they were doing. They were not patriotic enough. They were not caring. They were just more into lining their pockets.
Statistics South Africa reports that mining production rose by 4.4% year-on-year in July. Principal survey statistician Juan-Pierre Teblanche says iron ore and platinum group metals drove growth with increases of 12.2% and 6.2% respectively. Here he is.
On a month-on-month basis, season-adjusted mining production increased for a fifth consecutive month, rising by 1.0% in July 2025 compared with June 2025. This followed increases of 0.4% in June and 3.7% in May.
Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the number of suspected Ebola cases have more than doubled barely a week after they declared an outbreak of the deadly disease in Kasai province in the country's south. Chris Ochamringa has more from Kinshasa.
Health experts say the Ebola cases in the southern province of Kasai have increased from 28 to 68 since last week. The disease has also spread from 2 to 4 health zones. The outbreak has occurred in a remote part of the DRC with poor roads, which has made it difficult for health workers to reach people with symptoms of Ebola. Experts from the World Health Organization and Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are supporting the government to curb the spread of the disease. Ebola is a highly infectious disease that spread through close contact with the fluids of infected animals or people. The outbreak is the 16th to occur in the DRC since 1976. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And in an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Qatar's prime minister accused Israel's government of not caring about the hostages held by Hamas, but vowed to continue pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Qatar accused Israel of trying to derail Gaza's ceasefire efforts with its strike on the Hamas leadership in Doha at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council held to discuss the attack, but said they would continue in their role as mediator. The Security Council issued a joint statement expressing deep concern over the strike, emphasizing de-escalation and recognizing what it called the vital role Qatar has played in mediation efforts. Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the UN reiterated warnings that Israel could target Hamas and Qatar again. Either Qatar condemns Hamas, expels Hamas, and brings Hamas to justice, or Israel will, he said. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.